For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras. In a little more than a half hour, the wait will finally be over. Star Wars The Force Awakens will debut in theaters. And even though millions of fans have reserved seats for tonight's screenings, there are folks camping out just to ramp up the anticipation. I checked in with a couple North Texans, feeling the Force. Tickets for the 7th installment of the Star Wars franchise went on sale in October. It's generated more than $100 million in pre-sales. For almost 40 years, fans have been obsessing over their favorite characters.
Luke Skywalker. I know it's cheesy, but he's definitely my favorite. Just that he's so relatable, and I don't know. I just feel like I can see myself in him. So.
Han Solo is about to get frozen, and Princess Leia looks at him and says, "I love you," and then Solo replies, "I know." I just think it's cool. Like, he's real confident in himself. Reminds me of myself, you know, pretty sly with the ladies.
That's college student Ryan Zamboni, and before then, his friend Chase Rogers. With two other Star Warriors, they showed up at the Parks Mall in Arlington, 10 hours before showtime.
We got here at 8:45. All the lights are off. We actually beat the manager here. We've been here a while.
Some North Texas theaters had marathon watch sessions, all six chapters in a row, capped by The Force Awakens at midnight. For Ryan, it's about camaraderie.
I wouldn't have normally been excited if it weren't for these guys. You know, we watched them all in the past week to get prepared for tonight. I mean, I'm excited, you know. Everybody's a fan in their own way, but I'm not diehard like these guys by any means. I just think it's pretty cool, the hype around it. I like to be a part of that kind of stuff.
It's easy to see what diehard looks like. Check out his friend Josh Del Rio's outfit.
It's like a bad Christmas sweater, but Star Wars style. And it says Hoth Sweet Hoth, like home sweet home, except it's talking about Hoth from Empire Strikes Back. And then I got a new Star Wars shirt with the old Han Solo and the new Han Solo coming at you.
Not to mention his cheesy logo hat. Josh says Ryan's been trying to avoid spoilers.
He's being very cautious, didn't want me to look at anything. I was just looking at the critical response. Looks like we're going to be okay as far as this film goes, all right? We're going to be all right.
So the wait continues, even though they have reserved seats. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.